Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, all of Abner's efforts to effect a reconciliation between him and his wife have met with failure, and the old fellow doesn't know what policy to pursue next. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library discussing the situation as they take inventory. Listen.
19, 20... 21 cans of string beans, large.
21 cans of string beans, large.
Check.
Check.
Let's see here now.
Yes, sir, that's exactly what happened, Lum. I just sort of stood around in front of my place there, trying to make up my mind whether I ought to go in or not, and then finally Papa come out and said that Elizabeth had told him to tell me not to hang around there no more.
Yeah, he told me that. 13 cans of string beans small.
13 cans of string beans small.
Check.
Check. Well, she ain't got no right to tell me that, has she, Lum?
Well, I don't know what the law is. It's still one can of pineapple.
One can of pineapple.
Check.
Check.
Granny's, we're might not out of that. Of
course, my place. I mean to get back there, too. That Elizabeth, she can't keep me out of there.
Of course she can't. Two cans of peaches, slice.
Two cans of peaches, slice.
Check.
Check.
Right now, out of them, too.
I've just got to get back there. I just can't hardly stand it to be away from her.
Yeah, I sort of think you've been using the wrong approach, Abner.
Huh?
Four cans of peaches, whole halves.
Four cans of peaches, whole halves.
Check.
Check. Wrong approach.
Yeah. Instead of you crawling back there, you've got to do something to make her come to you.
Like what, for instance?
20 boxes of salt.
Well, that ain't gonna make her come to me, Lum. She can get all the salt she wants. It's pepper she's having a hard time getting. That won't work.
Well, I never meant that. The 20 boxes of salt is part of the increase.
Oh, yeah. I know you can take some salt and catch a bird by throwing it.
Just write that down, Abner. 20 boxes.
Oh, yeah. 20 boxes of salt.
Check.
Check. Well, what is something that'll get Elizabeth to come back to me?
Oh, there's different things. I ain't sure just which is the best one yet.
Well, just name off some of them. That's what I want to know.
Well, I was just thinking maybe you could go on some kind of a...
Not what?
Step of a flagpole strike or something like that.
Sitting on top of a flagpole.
Yeah. Then you tell Elizabeth you won't come down from there till she asks you to come back home.
Oh, Lord, that won't do no good, Lum. She just let me sit up there the rest of my life. I couldn't climb that flagpole down the street there no ways, Lum. Even if I could get up there, there ain't no place to sit down. Well, except that short point there for decoration on top of it. That's the worst one out of you ever studded up yet, Lum.
Well, I don't say it has to be exactly that.
Oh, not that.
Giving you that for an example of what I had in mind.
Well, if that's an example, I don't believe I want to hear what else is in that little mind of yours, Lum.
Another thing you might do is get up on top of the lodge hall roof and act like you're going to jump.
Jump where? Oh, clean down to the ground?
Well, sure.
Well, allow me, Lum, that's a two-story building.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Huh?
Natural, Elizabeth ain't going to let you do a thing like that.
Well, it ain't going to do no good for her to try to...
Well, you don't get the idea, Abner. You ain't actually going to jump.
I ain't.
No.
Well, that's the best news I've heard in 2 weeks.
You see, you just get up there and tell everybody that you're going to jump, less Elizabeth. So natural, Elizabeth will come rushing out there and...
No matter. I've done
around.
If this worked out, I'll come in there and go back.
Hell no. But start swinging your arms like you're going to leap off of there.
No.
Oh, she'll be hollering up there begging you not to jump.
Yeah.
Do anything you want.
She ain't going to be hollering up there begging me not to jump because I ain't going to be up there long. Going to get up there and start swinging my arms on top of an old roof. I get to swing them too far, and they'd carry me right along with them. No, that idea's out right there before I started it.
Well, I was just trying to help you, Abner's all.
Well, try to help me with some ideas where I can stay down on the ground, Lum. You know what high places does to me.
Well, all right. You don't need to do that, then.
I even get dizzy when I lick an airmail stamp.
Well, we can think of something else.
Oh, yeah, think fast before I get started on that. That's what I want. That's what I want to do right there. That's
so
the idea.
So she'll beg you to come home.
Yeah, but I don't want her to... Oh, jumping. Jumping's out right
now. See, we might chain you up to something.
Chain me up to something?
Yeah.
I don't bite.
I know, I
ain't gonna bite her. I want to live half it off.
No, no.
Oh, well, I ain't. You can tell her that right now.
No, I read about a young fella that done something like that one time.
Did his woman?
No, no. They chained him up. Himself to a reader. Yeah, tied himself right to it. Said he was going to stay there till his girl agreed to marry him.
Well, I'm done married, Lum. I don't want a new woman. I just want to get the one I got back again.
Well, I mean, this chaining up business might work for that, too.
I don't know. I don't like the sound of that chaining up stuff. Special on no
radiator. Radiator, silly.
You mean one of them you listen to? Huh? I don't want to have nothing to do with no check.
I'm in the hotels.
Stove?
They had one in the depot there to get...
That idea's out, too. You ain't gonna chain me to no stove. The whole thing, Lum. No,
let's see. You're a hard man.
Well, Lum, can't you, like sitting around eating ice cream and cake all day and all night till Elizabeth tells me I'm home? That's a good idea.
No, that wouldn't work.
I believe I could, though. Just sit down there at Ed Beckley's drawer all day. Sit up there at the counter on one of them hot... I might chain myself to school and sit there and just eat one dish of ice cream after another. Best idea, man. Chocolate's ice. Well, I could break it up with the ice cream so in the heart.
Yes, sir. I think I've got it, Pa.
Just hope Lord all this for me.
Yes, sir, Abner. You're going on a hunger strike.
Fix me a big banana split.
Right now, you eat a single meal. Elizabeth says, Abner, come home.
Well, wait a minute. Without eating meals, I'll starve to death. That's a habit with me. I won't eat every day.
Well, natural. That's why you're doing it.
Huh?
See, you've got to better think something drastic so she won't come to you now.
Well, ain't the ice cream idea sort of drastic? Gonna take a lot of money, and for me, that's drastic, Lum.
Yeah, but it ain't drastic enough. You ain't in no danger that way.
I ain't, huh?
Oh, I suppose a feller could to death that way, but you can do a heap quicker by starving yourself.
Well,
you can.
I believe I'd be willing to take a little longer time at it and try that ice cream idea, Lum.
No, that ain't no good. From now on, no more meals for you.
Well, Lum, that's gonna be awful hard on a feller of my type.
Your type?
The type likes to eat. There must be some other idea, Lum.
Oh, there's lots of other. This one's best, Abner. This'll make a strong impress on a woman like Liz. She knows how you enjoy. That'll prove to her right there how much you think of her and how anxious you are to be back with her again. Yeah. Tell them right.
Doggies, going without meals at all to me. I don't know where I could do that or not.
Well, if you make up your mind to it, you do it.
Make up my mind, my stomach.
The thing to do is start right. Elizabeth hears about it, and that'll start her to worrying about you right off the bat.
Well,
supper tonight, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And no meals tomorrow or the next day or the next or as far along as it takes to change Elizabeth's mind.
Well, I would like to wait till I get a better start in the morning, I believe.
No, if you don't start now, you never will. Here, think of it like this. If you had your druthers, which would you druther have, a big supper or have Elizabeth back?
Why, that's sort of a hard question, as hungry as I am now.
Well, if you stick to this hunger strike, why, you'll get both. Now... how about it? Will you do it?
Well, all right.
That's the way to talk. Now you'll get summers fast. You just watch and see.
Well, I hope so. Now that I'm in this hunger strike, well, I reckon I better make a phone call here.
Well, wait a minute. Don't call up Elizabeth. Let her find this out some other way. It'll have more effect on her.
I ain't calling her. She won't speak to me no way. Who I'm calling is Luke Spears down there. Hello? Is this the lunch room? This is Abner Peabody. Oh, tolerably. Say, Luke, would you stop some sandwiches this afternoon? Yeah, Lum. But if I'm going to go without my meals, I gotta have something to munch on between times, eh?